USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hamas has released two Israeli-Russian hostages as part of the truce deal with Israel. Eight additional hostages are expected to be freed today. The temporary ceasefire between the two sides also set to expire today, with discussions underway about a potential extension of the agreement. House Republicans are intensifying their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. James Comer, chair of the Oversight Committee, announced today that multiple committees will interview members of the Biden family and their associates in the coming months.
Joe Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people about his family's corrupt influence peddling schemes. Our investigation has revealed how Joe Biden knew of, participated in, and benefited from his family's cashing in on the Biden name around the world.
Comer also expressed openness to having Hunter Biden testify publicly at a later date. Republican legislators are pursuing significant reductions in spending and modifications to border policies in the upcoming supplemental and appropriations bills. Senator Rick Scott of Florida emphasized the necessity for Congress to restore fiscal sanity to the federal budget. As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the U.S. and worldwide following Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer highlighted that extreme rhetoric against Israel is contributing to attacks on individuals solely because they're Jewish. Washington, D.C. had wind gusts yesterday of more than 30 miles per hour, and they knocked over the National Christmas tree. It was in the late afternoon, so crews working into the evening to set it up right again and fix any lights or bulbs that were damaged in time for tomorrow's National Christmas tree lighting ceremony. This is USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. That's 800-378-2250.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit ChoiceHomeWarranty.com for more details.
In an interview with the New York Times, ex-House Speaker Kevin McCarthy revealed that he refrains from criticizing Donald Trump on television because it agitates the former president. McCarthy expressed his belief that publicly criticizing Trump is not appropriate. When discussing Trump's presidential aspirations, McCarthy suggested that the campaign should emphasize a more optimistic message rather than one centered on revenge. A U.S. military V-22 Osprey aircraft with six people on board crashed off the coast of western Japan today.
According to the Coast Guard, at least one person was killed in that crash. The Osprey and its crew were on their way to Kadena Air Base in Okinawa. Witnesses reported seeing fire come from the Osprey's left engine, and it did attempt an emergency sea landing. The Osprey, a hybrid aircraft that takes off and lands like a helicopter, but during flight can actually rotate its propellers forward and fly much faster, like an airplane. I'm Corey Myers.
More people died from suicide in the United States last year than any other year on record. That's according to data from the CDC. Over 49,000 lives were lost due to intentional self-harm in 2022, more than 14 deaths for every 100,000 people. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is definitively stating that he will not be running for president. In an interview with NBC News, Cuban declared that he has no plans to run in 2024. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.